Welcome to the after show. It's the podcast. No Nikki today. Nikki took some time off because her mom and dad are here.
Yeah.
From Des Moines, Iowa.
She wanted to be able to spend some time with them. I expected her to take like the whole week. And I was just like, I'm going to take like, I think she thought she could do it. I think she thought she could get up early, go all day and be okay.
She gets up around 1:20 in the morning to go to work at 4 o'clock at Channel 10.
We get up early, but that's like sleeping time.
So I promised a couple of things on the podcast today, my shark tale. But first I'll tell you that the Long Island Aquarium is offering overnight stay with shark dive and a champagne dinner. And I don't know why you'd want to do this. You get to go jump in the thing with sharks, and then you get a dinner out of it. You get a champagne dinner, a seaweed wrap pedicure, breakfast on the water, and a private guided kayaking tour of the Peconic River.
You're kayaking where there are sharks?
Yeah, I guess so. You get to meet penguins, dive with sharks, and get a private tour of this aquarium.
The sharks are in the aquarium. You're not kayaking in the aquarium.
Apparently
you're kayaking
in the
river.
I actually swam with sharks once.
It's not a lazy river kayak experience
really?
With sharks.
Dun, 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 dun. When I was at Disney World, we opened up. I used to go do the show down at Disney World a lot. And we would, every time they open up a new, what do they call them? Feature, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Living Seas, have you ever been to that one? It's a big aquarium, and it's really kind of boring, I got to be honest. It really was, but for what they made it, but to open it up, they had us come down. I did the show from the tank with the sharks. Now, I had to sign a release. I had to learn how to scuba dive.
So you were in the tank.
I was in the tank. And here's the thing that got me. I had a diver with me all the time, a Navy diver with me all the time.
Okay.
We were in our scuba gear the whole nine yards. I had to learn how to scuba dive.
Wow, I can't believe you did this.
I know, it's fun.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not.
Like, I really don't believe you.
There's a we had to do a commercial, so I did the commercial right from the tank,
too. Goodness, okay.
So they made me sign a release. It was me and a bunch of guys from around the country, okay, a bunch of radio guys. And they told us there were two tiger sharks in the tank. They were 8 feet long. Turns out there were eight tiger sharks in the tank. They lied to us.
Disney. Why?
I don't know. And they were bigger than 8 feet long. And they also had dolphins in the tank. And the dolphins rule the tank. When the sharks get too close, the dolphins
Isn't
would
that interesting?
They would broadside them and just push them over to the end of the thing.
Wow.
But also, you know, I have a diver with me at all times when we're swimming. Or they have, you know, a coral reef, man-made coral reef. It was really beautiful. And we're swimming around. And now in your mask, everything seems 25% bigger and 25% closer. So I come around a little turn and I see a shark looking right at me. I froze. I'm getting chills right now thinking of it. I froze up. And the diver had me by the wrist and he just grabbed me and he just, you know, gave me calm down. But it was scary. Seeing a shark that close. Because it was probably 20, maybe 25 feet away from me.
How big was this tank?
The tank is huge. It's a big, huge tank.
Okay.
And funny thing is Mickey Mouse was underwater filming a commercial. Okay?
Sorry.
It was so weird.
Sorry.
It was just so weird.
Mickey wasn't scared, but you were. Come on.
I think the person inside of Mickey was scared. But, sharks are scary looking animals, man. So it was kind of fun.
Will you ever do it again?
Never.
I can't believe you did it.
I've never scuba dived since that. I've snorkeled, and that's fun.
Yeah.
But scuba diving, you know.
Not your thing?
No. I don't mind that, but just I thinking, because.
You could run into a shark.
Yes. And it was really scary. I still think about it once in a while. So you pay $30 for a manicure?
Yeah, 30-ish.
How long does it take?
Probably like 35 minutes to an hour.
How about $8, 10 minutes?
I'll take it.
Done by a robot.
Can they do pedicures too?
Not yet, but they're working on it. They can only polish. They can't shape the nails or cut the nails, but the robots are working on that.
What? Well, that's not helping. That's whole part of the manicure.
Well, you know, for $8. So you know that this will happen. They'll figure this out. It's by a company named Clockwork. First nail painting robot. 10 minutes, $8.
Hey, not bad. Just hope you don't walk in with unshapen nails and
well,
then
you shape them yourself before you go.
Yeah,
how's
well,
that?
That's not as fun.
All right,
not as fun. Ladies, how many times a day do you think about fashion? Did you hear about this? According to an online study, women have fashion on the brain 91 times in a given day.
Wow, it's like men with sex.
That's actually more than four times the amount that men think about sex.
Wow. Wow.
So we are thinking about fashion more than you are thinking about sex. I didn't even think that was possible.
I know it. Especially some of the people I know.
Right? You know? I thought that was interesting. Just an interesting thing to like, wow, we really think about fashion a lot.
You should bring that up with Joan tomorrow.
We will. Okay? That's a good point. Yeah. Yes. Perfect for our fashion first reporter.
Exactly. Joan Lincoln. Who's, by the way, speaking of fashion, we talked about this morning, and I put the picture up in the Warm 101.3 Facebook page. Stiletto Crocs.
Crocs, yes, which are hideous.
You figure they're going to go for $1,000.
Yeah, that was what they said. Would you pay $1,000 for these?
No.
I can't imagine they're $1,000. I mean, come on.
It's a...
You can buy a Croc and put a heel on it. Cheaper than $1,000.
It kind of defeats the purpose of Crocs. Crocs are for gardening and nothing else.
Yeah, but why do they do these? Because we were wearing Crocs, you know, when we were all at home. So what? We go back to work. You think we still want to wear Crocs? With it? Now you put a heel on them?
I know.
No.
It's just a little publicity thing.
Yeah.
It's stupid stuff. Hey, whatever lights your board.
Speaking of stupid stuff, there are some stupid studies that you have not brought up, which I'm surprised.
All right, what do you got?
Scientists at Birkbeck College in England discovered that dogs can catch yawns from people.
Mm-hmm.
And 29 dogs they studied found that after they made eye contact with a yawning person, 21 of the dogs yawned as well.
That's hilarious.
Stupid study. Why would you study this?
My feeling on studies. Basically, studies are done by grad students on other grad students. They mean nothing.
Must be.
They mean nothing.
Oh, this one's good too. University of London researchers discovered that as male college professors ascend the academic ladder, they are more likely to grow beards. Right?
That's awesome.
How many college professors would you see with all of a sudden they have these huge beards?
That's awesome. That is so perfect. You do feel smarter with a beard.
Is that what it is?
Well, because you get to stroke your chin. You stroke your beard. I had a beard for many years, you know? And I look back at all the pictures. I wish I didn't have a beard. And I keep going back to what my grandmother used to say to me. And then he shave your beard because you cover up that pretty face. She was right.
That's funny. Oh, cute.
All right. I didn't get to this on the show today, but I'll talk about it here.
Okay.
My son is vegan. You know, if my son wasn't such a great kid, I could see why people could possibly hate him. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he's vegan. He's a coffee nerd. I mean, it takes 20 minutes for him to make a cup of coffee. I mean, I need a cup of coffee when I wake up, as I wake up, okay?
When you were working from home, mm-hmm. When Adam came to visit, I would see him start making his coffee, and then I kept always seeing him walk around, back and forth. And finally, I'm like, did he even have coffee yet? Like, the kid has been making it for an hour.
Yeah, it takes 27 minutes to make a cup of coffee. But, so vegetarians are 73% less likely to get COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're too busy making coffee.
Probably.
It takes too long.
They don't have all that animal stuff in them, and
that's interesting.
People who just subsist on fish are 59% lower risk. So that's kind of interesting. So, I mean, I know. I mean, listen, I love my red meat. You know, yeah. I mean, I wish I didn't eat as much. I know that if I stopped eating meat, I'd lose a lot of weight. You know.
Yeah, there's certain things you know if you stopped eating a lot of, you would lose weight.
But
like. I don't know, candy. It's a kind of a given.
Yeah.
Give up the soda. So, you know.
So if you want to, you know, not get COVID, don't eat meat, I suppose, is the answer to that. But I can't subsist without my...
Tony's not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not. Well, I'm just saying this is what the study says.
Yeah, that's what the study says.
And it was done. Well, the study was done by somebody important.
that's not you.
Yes. A study was published by the BMJ Nutrition Prevention and Health. Okay, so whatever that means. All right. That's the after show for today. Hit it up at warm1013.com. Share it on all your socials with all your friends. And that's it. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Bye-bye.